Hi, it's producer Chris from The Bugle here. Did you know that I have a new series of my podcast, Richie Firth Travel Hacker, out now? It's the show where Richie Firth and I talk about how to make travel better in our very special way. In this series, we discuss Lime Bikes, Teslas, the London Overground, and a whole bunch of other random stuff that possibly involves wheels or tracks or engines of some variety. God, what a hot sell this is. I mean, you must be so excited. Listen now.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
The Bugle presents The Last Post with Alice Fraser.
Hello, posters, and welcome to The Last Post, the final word in this, the most final of worlds. Today's episode marks the 10th of September of the year 2020. And on this day, we mark the 19-year anniversary of the day the Twin Towers were still standing up, often overshadowed by the events of the following morning, still very much a day in its own right. Your guest today on the podcast is patriotic American, though currently living in a volcano in a country with no extradition orders, Josh Gondelman. Welcome back. Tech billionaire, self-made man, entrepreneur. So many hats, and they're all expensive.
So many hats. And they're made of endangered species, many of them. Because on an island with no extradition, you're really free to live your dreams. I think more people should pursue that, honestly. I don't know why more people these days aren't buying their own island, right? There's an eviction crisis looming in the United States. Buy an island. What are you waiting for?
Yeah, yeah. If they can't afford bread, let them eat endangered species pate on an island of their own owning.
Let them eat rhinoceros horn. Come on. It's rare. It's delicious. It is allegedly a stimulant for the libido. What is not to love?
Speaking of love, coming up today, our top story is recycling news, which you'll be telling us all about, Josh. But first, some headlines of stories we won't have time for. And in the news today, the for-profit prison colony on Mars reports finally decoding the mysterious message that has been throbbing beneath their audio channel transmissions for what's been now a couple of weeks. The message on repeat follows in full.
Wouldst thou transcend mortal law and take unto yourself the mantle of the gods? O petty man, open brackets in the non-gender specific sense, close brackets. Descended of Prometheus who stole fire from the gods and thus became the first liver transplant donor. Drawn ever to reach beyond thy meager capacity to creepily stroke the cheek of the gods. Call me back when you get this message.
Scientists and linguists on Earth are being sent out, along with space lawyers and, of course, bodyguards, to the Mars prison colony in order to determine the mysterious origin of this enigmatic and romantic message and discover whether, in fact, we do want to call them back, because, ooh boy, do they sound intense. What do you reckon, Josh?
I've given up reckoning lately. Because people try to bring a reckoning to me, they always say, Josh Gondelman, there will be a reckoning someday for you. And I say, no, I refuse. So I don't even mess with this stuff anymore because I think it could get too close for comfort.
I mean, I find this level of intensity pretty overwhelming. You never reply to a message like that. I get emails like this all the time and you just don't reply and never talk to anyone after a show.
You don't want to engage. Look, I am in favor of stroking the cheek of the gods. Mm. Yeah. Is that something I'm pursuing through technology? Of course it is. Am I trying to prove that God exists so I may destroy him or her? Yes, of course. Every tech company has a wing that is trying to prove the existence of God so that they can be usurped for supremacy of the universe. But look, I just feel like you've got to work on the messaging.
Yeah, Yeah, very true. Meanwhile, a worldwide indoor weather update for our listeners around the globe in lockdown. While high-pressure systems are rising for those working from home with young children, a warm front is sweeping through child-free bedrooms as people everywhere turn back to their hitherto boring lovers as a form of entertainment when they've run out of things to watch on streaming services. Take an umbrella in with you for those non-Ben Shapiros out there, and don't forget to wear a hat. That's all the time we have for the stories that we don't have time for, because now it's time for your ads. Your ad section now, because the world is increasingly modular commodification in a big pile in your head. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Miso Soup. Miso Soup. It's like hot sweat, but in a good way.
Rebranding. I love it.
And are you a spy? Well, don't tell me about it if you are. But if you are, good luck. And if you're in the eastern suburbs of Sydney in Australia and want a bunch of old stuff, my dad's moving into his new house and we need to get rid of a bunch of old stuff. You want a chest of drawers? You want an extremely out-of-date set of legal textbooks? Do you want way too many old love letters I wrote but never sent in my teens? Do you want massive folders full of handwritten ancient history notes for my final year of school? Holy shit, I can't believe I ever wrote that much by hand. Come on by to my dad's house for a cup of tea and I'll desperately try to offload some of this shit on you. And this episode of the podcast is brought to you by Supermarket Update for all the latest supermarket stuff. And in Supermarket Update today, this month is all about exploring what's new on your shelves, shopping our new weekly specials, and being inspired with recipes for healthier lunches if that's the kind of shit you're into. Plus, treat yourself to a snack or an ice cream from our new snack and ice cream range. Or else head on down to our hardware section for rope, plastic sheeting, saws, quicklime, and budget bathtubs for all your household needs. Supermarkets. Whatever you need, we're way too excited about it. If you're at a hospital or other institutional institution, you might be moved towards the water cooler for a refreshing drink. The paper cups they give you, when full, equate to only half a glass of water. Don't be fooled. A full paper cup from a hospital dispensary equates to half a glass of water. For the half a glass of water time in your life.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The Last Post.
That's all the time we have for your ads today, because now it's time for your top story. Top story today, recycling news. Josh Gondelman, you recycle a lot of other people's ideas. What's happening in the world of recycling news right now?
Well, that is what I came to talk to you about, actually, because, you know, we recycle paper, we recycle plastic, we recycle metal, and that's all very important, but it takes a lot of physical energy to transform those things back into usable new things. Mm-mm-mm. One kind of recycling that takes no energy at all is intellectual recycling. Mm-hmm. Right? And I think that is something we should pursue more fervently. You may have seen, right, there was Full House in the 1990s. Now there's Fuller House. That took no energy, intellectual or physical, to come up with. And that's the kind of thing we need to pursue for a new greener world going forward, right? The Green New Deal, I think, that America is pursuing kind of in some corners very ardently and in other corners oppositely. That's kind of how that progress is going. But it really leaves out the potential for great energy savings through intellectual recycling. My protege and friend Elon Musk, right? Often he'll tweet something like, "What about a bus? but for the city. And people will be like, what a genius. And that's just an example of intellectual recycling, right? What if mail, but electronic? Yes, Elon, recycle those ideas that already exist.
Well, the other thing you can do is in politics, you know, if somebody has an idea or a policy, you can just say, I'm against it. Repeating their policy, but in the negative, and then you don't have to think of anything else that might instead replace it or be better than it. You just need to, you know, do the mirror image.
Yes, I would call that, that's even pre-cycling, right? Before the idea even takes effect, you turn it off. That saves, think of all the energy you're saving, right? If someone says, hey, we should put money into solar energy. Pre-cycle it. Get the f*** out of here. Save all the energy it takes to create solar panels. So I think recycling, that's the wave of the past. The future is inertia and regression. The future is the past.
Well, that's all the time we have for your top story today, because now it's time for your letters to the editor. Your letters to the editor now. And remember, you too can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. Dear Alice and randomly selected humanoid, that's you today, Josh Gondelman.
Hey.
And it's very rarely that people give you your right title of humanoid rather than human.
Well, at this point, I'm more than 50% oid. So I think it is important that people recognize. I'm at this point, like today, I'm about 47% human, 53% oid. And I've never felt better.
You and the rabbis. Oi. I followed your suggestion to catch up with the last post from the first issue of 2020. I'm currently living in the tail end of your February, and I'm loving you and your guests' upbeat approach to the year. I'm sure that nothing could happen to disrupt this, and I'm looking forward to your coverage of the end of the premiership season, the forthcoming cricket season, and the summer festival season. If possible, could you send me your top betting tip for maximum financial gain to me here in the past? James Mackenzie Thorpe. Do you have anything to say to James here, Josh?
If you can find a place that would take a wager on catastrophe and depression, just kind of winning over everything, I would place that existential bet. And that is, not to tease too much, but I do have kind of an existential casino in the works. So you can bet on kind of feelings and just vague trends, because that is what I specialize in, just kind of naming a vague trend. Hey, look, there's going to be more, everything's going to be more digitized in the future. Oh. Boom, I'm an oracle. Oh. Yeah,
I mean, you are an oracle, Josh Gondelman. That's one of your diplomas that you have got from your own university that you started when you predicted that education would be a trend, right?
I do. I have a PhD that's for pretty heinous divining. I just make horrible predictions about the future and then I make them true. And I can't be held responsible because it was fate.
I'm pretty sure that was the plot of a James Bond movie, but I'm not going to dig any further because if we do that, then we undermine many of the aspects of your personality. That's all the time we have for your letters today. Remember, you too can send a letter to the editor by writing to us at thelastpost@somethingelse.com. And thank you for listening to The Last Post today. We're here in your ears 366 days of this year, and we'll be back tomorrow with all the latest news in this dimension. A big hello to our listeners in the other dimension. I hope you're enjoying listening to this small bite-sized piece of satirical news about reality, the real reality, which is the reality over here. But if you do enjoy the podcast, share it with your friends. Your guest today on the episode was Dr. Josh Gondelman. Josh, have you got anything to plug?
I do. I wrote a book of essays that came out about a year ago right now, but it's still available. They haven't destroyed every copy of it.
Yet.
It's called Nice Try. Not yet. I mean, they're trying. It's called Nice Try, Stories of Best Intentions and Mixed Results, and you can get it physical paperback copy or ebook or audiobook that I read.
Well, I highly recommend that. If you enjoyed Josh today, which I'm sure you did, you can go back to episode 238, episode 241, or episode 247 for more of his brilliant tech billionaire work. The Last Post is an Alice Fraser and Bugle Podcasts production. I am Alice Fraser. Find me online at alliterative on Twitter and Instagram. That's A-L-I-T-E-R-A-T-I-V-E. Or commit to the full Alice Fraser experience by signing up on patreon.com/AliceFraser for a behind-the-scenes look at my glamorous life and downloads of all of my stand-up specials. The executive producer of this podcast is Christopher D. Skinner. His enduring and bedazzled subordinate producer is Ped Hunter. As we always say, good luck to you, Christopher. And I'll talk to you again tomorrow.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien Podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish. But you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast. So everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.